on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
On Friday nights in a smoky bar, staying out till the sun comes up and burns out all the stars, scuffing up these boots on a dusty dance hall floor. When the band starts packing up, I still want me some more of that good time all night. Country kind of throw down, just cause last call comes around, it ain't time to slow down. So hand your boy, I'm just getting started. Gonna steal a kiss from a little miss. Life of the party. If I live forever, well, that ain't long enough. Every day I get a little older, but I ain't gotta grow up. I like a girl beside me when I'm riding down dirt roads. Playing Chattahoochee just as loud as it can go. Stopping off at the river, lay a blanket on the ground. Let love do all the talking. When that sun goes down, I want that good time all night. Country kind of feeling, it's this live it up kind of life. It keeps this old heart beating. So hand your boy a cold beer, cause I'm just getting started. Gonna steal a kiss from a little miss. Life of the party. Gonna roll around, another candle on my cake. Just another reason to hit the town, get drunk and stay out late. So hand your boy a cold beer, cause I'm just getting started. Gonna steal a kiss from a little miss. Life of the party. If I live forever, well, that ain't long enough. Every day I get a little older, but I ain't gotta grow.
Logan Mize, they're collaborating with Willie Jones. Some listeners may not know this, but Logan Mize's uncle, Billy Mize, was actually an architect in the Bakersfield sound of the 60s, which was the golden era for artists like Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, and Gene Shepherd. So it's evident that the music gene runs strong in the Mize household. Logan Mize there with his track, I Ain't Gotta Grow Up, opening tonight's broadcast. You're listening to Night Shift, your weekly dose of country music, each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. Tonight, we're going to go on a well-needed trip to Guitar Town. I'm going to be playing for you all the latest releases that country music has to offer, including Lacey K. Booth's new tracks called Sometimes, and a new release from Clayton Smalley. On tonight's show, I'm also going to be joined by Texas-raised but Nashville-based artist Denisha. I first got into her music after hearing her cover of hit 90s tracks over on TikTok, and it took me down a complete rabbit hole of her discography. She has a wonderful album called Highways Out at the moment, so stick around, as at half past the hour she'll be featuring on the show to share some stories behind that album. Now this next track, it revisits a story back in 2019. Sam Hunt was arrested and charged with DUI, and he was eventually sentenced to a year in jail. And this song, his latest release, pays homage to his time and to other similar outlaw country singers. This is his Man in Black story, Sam Hunt, with Locked Up.
When I got locked up, I was in a young Tom Rowdy phase, still hanging on to my still praying for me to start changing my ways. 30 years old and still acting a fool. Damn, you're the same kid you met back in school. might have lost you. Yeah, I thought it might have cost me the love and the light of my life. The night I got locked up, everything went wrong. The night I got messed up, should have just stayed home. Picked up my phone, what can I say? Well, I thought that you'd walk away, but you stood by your man. Tell me why now, it is a fan. Could have just quit, no, but you showed me love. You didn't go in the going, got tough. The night I got locked up, I remember how you look like your name. To me after the game, we floated on the breeze for like a year and some change. I knew you were down for me back when we met, but I didn't know how down for me you'd really get. When you picked up my pieces and my only call, I knew you were in, baby, in for the long haul. The night I got locked up, everything went wrong. The night I got messed up, should've just stayed home. Sins, you put it down and you ain't brought it up since. I knew that I was done, I knew you were the one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The night I got locked up, everything went wrong. The night I got messed up, should have just stayed home. Picked up my phone, what can I say? Well, I thought that you'd walk away.
Oh, silver spoon smile, had to find out for myself. Sky blue, sky wild, Mississippi summer, sweet as honey, felt like thunder rolling across my one track mind, like a freight train fever dream, 5 alarm fire. I stood too close to the flame, was my baby bringing that heat. Parked down by the river, everybody but me knew it wouldn't last forever. Sky blue, sky wild, Mississippi summer, sweet as honey, fell like thunder.
Reed Houghton with Flicker there. He's a native of Haleyville, Alabama, which is a small town just south of Muscle Shoals. His guitar singing approach was early inspired on by swampy, swaggering, soulful acts like Lynyrd Skynyrd, Woodford Wilson Pickett, the Rolling Stones, Hank Williams Jr. and of course Jimi Hendrix. Flicker, it's the title track of his current EP. Definitely check out another track on that project, an amazing song called Man Made Money, if you want some more of that kind of like swampy kind of country sound. Still to come on the show, I'll be joined by alternative country artist Anisha. We're going to be talking about her current single called What She's Doing Now, which is actually a Garth Brooks cover track. That will be on the show in about 15 minutes time. So until then, let's continue to play some further new releases straight out of Nashville, shall we? With a dark baritone that took him from the TV show Nashville Star to being an actual Nashville star over the course of just a few years, Chris Young continues to dish out hit after hit single from his current album called Young Love and Saturday Night. So let's play another hit track from that album, shall we? This is Chris Young with his track called Getting Older.
Might as well be 10 feet tall, built of steel and twice as strong, with a mind just like a wellspring full of lessons. He wakes up and works while he's still able, Sunday nights around that table, he'll cross his calloused hands and lead the blessing. And he loves Mama every day. She still looks at him the same. He's watched time keep ticking by, but he don't complain. Yeah, we love to sing forever young. Hold the trips around the sun, start spinning a little slower. And we're scared that if you blink your eyes, your 20s turn to 45 and life puts all its weight there on your shoulders. But if I get half a chance to be like my old man, I ain't afraid of getting older. I got a few grays just like him, scars to show the life I've lived, and I'm settling down more with every season. And sure, he's further down the road, but he still shows me where to go. How to live, how to love, how to raise your own ones up. Yeah, we love to sing forever young. Hold the trips around the sun, start spinning a little slower. And we're scared that if you blink your eyes, your 20s turn to 45 and life puts all its weight there on your shoulders. But if I get half a chance to be like my old man, I ain't afraid of getting old. No, no. So let those years pile up and let those clocks keep running. Say don't stop for nothing anyway, and that's okay. Yeah, we love to sing forever young. The trips around the sun start spinning a little slower. And we're scared that if you blink your eyes, your 20s turn to 45 and life puts all its weight there on your shoulders. But if I get half a chance to be like my old man, I ain't afraid of getting older. I get half a chance to be like my old man. I ain't afraid of getting older.
Not even sorry, you ain't gonna call me. You ain't even trying to make it work, but I thought you were gonna keep a promise, but you ain't even honest. And I can't lie for what it's worth, I thought you were as sweet as you are pretty. Small town in a big city. Thought you'd be the one to end up with me. But I miss your Levi blue eye. Hold on my heart. I miss you late night. Slow drive. Glow in the dark. When I start wishing that I was with you. Wish it didn't hurt. Cause I know. Miss who I thought you were. And you ain't turning back now. And baby, ain't it sad how you never be the love that I deserve. But I thought you were. And baby, I'm an optimist to make it better than it is. You make it stop and call it quits. But I miss you, Levi. Who I thought you were. Ooh, you leave, I blew, I hold on my heart, I miss you late night, slow drive, glow in the dark. So I thought you were.
When your name lights up my phone, I know you're lonely, and you need more than a drink to get him off your mind. I'm gonna be yours tonight. There's really nothing here to believe in. I don't even care you're stringing me along. We're doing this for all the wrong reasons, but everyone has a right to be wrong. I'm your partner in crime, armed with a room key. We slip it in and pull them covers back. There's a lot of passion in a glass of whiskey, but the truth is we're just lying where we're at.
Broadcast, I have with me Nashville-based artist Denisha. We're going to be talking about your current single, a Garth Brooks cover, actually. But for now, let's start with a bit more of your background. I know that you grew up just outside of Houston in Texas, where I can imagine you were just engulfed in country music. What particular artists did you listen to growing up?
Absolutely. Yeah, and you're right. I was immersed in the country culture growing up in those towns outside of Houston. Artists that I admire and that really stuck with me were George Strait, Keith Whitley, Vince Gill, Trisha Yearwood, Shania, when Shania hit the scene, you know, in the late 90s, and Reba McEntire has always really been a big favorite of mine. And then, you know, even reaching back, you know, further in the past with Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn and Patsy Cline, those people were always kind of around in what I was listening to as well.
And then as you grew up, you then went to Vanderbilt University, which is a university in Nashville. But then after that, you were kind of like set in Guitar Town, but then you made the decision to move to Austin, then moved again to New York afterwards. Why did you decide to move away from Music City?
Right. Oh, man, not many people know about my little short stint in Austin. You know, that's good. You're good with the research. So, yeah, like you said, I went to college in Nashville, and after I graduated, I just started trying to figure out how to be an artist and how to make records, how to write songs, record them, and then tour. So it took me a while to figure out what I wanted to say, how I wanted to say it. And I was experimenting with my sound and doing this blend of what is now referred to as Americana and soul and indie rock, and really just bringing all these different influences and affinities all into my sound. And after about 5 or 6 years in Nashville after graduation, I felt like I kind of hit a ceiling, and there was really no other place to really go here in Nashville. The culture was a lot different than it is today. And so that drove me to Austin, where my independent record label that I had been working with was based. And so I went to Austin for about 6 months, and it just felt like very similar to Nashville. And I thought, you know, I'm still really young and I am feel ambitious and ready to risk it all. So I decided to make that move to New York, and then kind of got immersed into a scene of like electronic music, DIY, indie, and started a band there where we were kind of making indie R&B, underground pop. And we, you know, we made a couple of records and some EPs, and we toured for about 5 years. And all the while, I just knew that there was something very direct and pure about how I could communicate when I picked up a guitar and started singing. The songs would just flow out of me. And I always knew that. And I was trying to find a way to merge all of the experimentation that I was doing with this like guitar based version of myself, which was the self that I had formed so early on. And in my all my experimentation, I linked up with Quantic, and he was a wonderful collaborator, and we made some great tracks together. And then I went on tour with him in 2019 in the UK. And then in 2020, obviously, you know, when the pandemic hit, everything, all plans, as we all know it, of course, came to a screeching halt. And I found myself just reaching and trying to find something that felt like home, something that felt real and something that felt tangible to me and pure. And that's when I started to reimmerse myself into the classic country that I grew up on, and discovering more country artists and more contemporary Americana and roots musicians. And I fell back in love with the genre and started writing my album Highways.
And I think it's interesting when you say there, like, I feel like some of your music is very geographical, of like based on where you've moved around. Like you said, like when you're in New York, it's very electronic, very indie kind of pop. Is there then any songs that you would ever be tempted to revisit from your first album days and make them country?
Absolutely. And there is one song in particular that I recorded a couple of times when I was living in New York, and this was right when I first got to New York, and that song is called Sleep. And that song in particular got me a lot of buzz and traction, and I think it really connected with people early on in my New York days. And so Brad Williams, my collaborator on Highways and on my next record, he's just my main collaborator, he and I decided to re-record that song Sleep in the palette of Highways. And I think there are like a handful of other songs that I might look back to and say, hey, those songs are really holding up. How about we put these in this new mode?
And I think in your music, you can definitely see all the different genre shifts and all the different trends that you've gone through. And I think that's paralleled as well within the country music genre. I mean, like when you look back on country music, you have like bro country, which was such a big trend about like 10 years ago. Then I think when Chris Stapleton performed at CMAs with Justin Timberlake, kind of a more southern soul kind of sound took over. And now with Beyonce's new Cowboy Carter album, I think there's now a bit more of an inclusive narrative within the genre too. But what do you think the next steps would be that you would like to see the genre take next?
I think what's going to be interesting is when we have what I can only call like this sort of reconciliation between what is considered quote unquote country now that is being played on country radio. And then you have all of these absolute stars and incredible artists that don't even touch radio, but they have these massive fan bases and they're exploding on streaming and social media. And I think it'll be interesting to see how we can like redefine the genre and kind of bridge the gap and kind of develop this new understanding about what country music is. And for me, my understanding of it is that I always start with, okay, I'm rooted in the tradition. I'm rooted in the legacy of country music musically. And then from there, what can I do and take those things with me and what can I do to move forward? So I think it'll be really interesting to see us redefine the genre together. And I'm hoping for more togetherness in country music and more of us bridging these unnecessary divides.
Time is ticking.
You watched on YouTube your performance of a track of yours called Sweet Tea at the Black Opry, and I must admit it was my first time ever hearing of what the Black Opry was. So could you maybe tell us about what the Black Opry is and what listeners can expect from a Black Opry show?
Absolutely. So the Black Opry is a collective of Black artists in country, Americana, blues, bluegrass, and roots music genres. It was started a few years ago by a wonderful person named Holly G. And she started it as a website at first, but people expressed such a need and such a demand for this kind of mobilizing of Black artists in country that it turned into what it is now, which is a touring outfit. So when you go to a Black Opry review show, you might not know which artists are going to be there unless you look at the details of the ticket. But what's going to happen is that there will be 3 to 5 of us on stage and we'll do what's called a writer's round. So we'll one at a time do originals, and some of us sing on each other's tracks, some of us play together on each other's songs. And it's just been a really wonderful community and a kind of a phenomenon that's been steadily growing since its inception.
And I think one thing that the Black Opry highlights quite well is the percentage of Black representation on country radio, especially on American country radio. I think in one of the podcast interviews, you'd said that there's not a lot of support from radio. Now, if you don't have the support of radio, how do you then find yourself now having to promote your own music?
Right. So, you know, I have been playing music for a while, as we've kind of highlighted, and I've sort of forced myself, after all these years of being an independent artist, to figure out what is my why. What is the reason why I'm doing this? And so I try to look at, you know, music promotion as connection and engagement. And my whole concern is to make music that I love, that moves people while doing it authentically. So I think that social media has provided this sort of, you know, level platform that we all have access to, that we can build our community around, and that it's been really incredible to like engage with people in the comments section and to be able to tell my own story and my narrative at my own literal fingertips. So I think, you know, without country radio, there are so many other avenues that are proven to be successful for artists, such as like streaming, having an email list where you can like directly communicate with your fans, and social media is such a big part of it too.
Now, when we compare your albums, your first album was called A Touch of Sky, and then obviously your latest album is called Highways. It's like taking fruit off of two completely different trees. You know, Touch of Sky has a really heavy synth indie sound, whereas Highways is such a blatant country album. What encouraged you then to have this genre shift?
Yeah, I think, like I said, like in 2020, when everything changed, I had been kind of, you know, quote unquote, threatening to make a country record for a long time. My collaborator and I, Brad Allen Williams, used to get together and write songs. You know, this was years before we worked on Highways, because I had an alias project called Adesua. We worked on that project together, and when we would get together and write songs, the songs, he would look at me and be like, "This song that you're writing is a country song." And then we would, you know, go on these tangents with all these references because we have this shared lexicon of 80s and 90s country. And it was no secret that that's the music of my heart and that's the music that's in my bones. And I think in 2020, when I started to get back in touch with classic country and the music that I loved, I reached out to Brad and I was like, "Hey, like, what are you doing?" Because we'd been talking through the quarantine, like, you know, we're both trying to reckon with what's happening. And I was like, "Do you want to work on some country songs?" And he was like, "Absolutely." And so he was about, his apartment was only like a mile away. We never really saw each other because we were in quarantine. And he had all the instrumentation and kind of a studio at his house. And he just started building up these tracks. And I would send these voice memos of how I felt like the song should go. And then he would create the track around it, and then we would get together in a studio in a quarantine fashion and record the vocals, and that's how Highways was made.
And now, considering that the albums are two completely different genres, you actually link them quite well. You link the ending of A Touch of Sky and Highways quite smoothly. On your last album, you had a song called Place to Be, where you're kind of questioning where you're going to maybe go next. And then the first single off this new album, which is the title track Highways, you obviously then focus on what actually that next step is. In a previous interview, you'd mentioned that that track was actually influenced by Glen Campbell's Road song, Gentle on My Mind. When you were listening to that song, what vision did you then maybe hope for or have for your own Road song?
Yeah, that's a great question and a really cool observation that Touch of the Sky does sound like a different world, but you can tell it's me. It's the same artist. And there's a through line with the narrative of looking for what is the thing that I'm going to say and how am I going to say it and where is my place? And there were some hints of the singer-songwriter, Denisha, in that album, Touch of the Sky. And I think it just really got cemented as soon as you hear the first notes of Highways, and being influenced by and inspired by Glen Campbell for that first one. Before I even got to that Glen Campbell influence, I remember I was taking a walk in the park in Brooklyn, and I started writing those first lines of Highways, I was just in a really reflective mode as life had kind of inadvertently pressed pause. And I was thinking, like, how did I even get to where I am? And where am I going? And how does that relate to this, like, proverbial we? Like, where are we? Who are we? You know? And I started to write that song, Highways, after doing a lot of deep diving on some Willie Nelson records. And that melody and those lyrics came to me, and I decided, you know, that I would let that song come out in the song.
There is a recurring theme running throughout the whole album, a sense of home, a sense of belonging. And you've lived in so many places. You've lived in Texas, you've lived in New York, you now live in Nashville. Does country music now feel like home to you?
Without a doubt, I am firmly planted in this place of country. And however it comes out of me is however it comes out of me, but my roots are in country, and I feel like I've made this kind of a full circle, and I needed to go on this kind of hero's journey to go home and, you know, go through the mud and try to figure out where I am and then just to kind of come back home. So I'm definitely here in the country and roots space to stay, and I'm excited about making a career out of being inspired by this music.
And like you said before, you're such a fan of 80s and 90s kind of country music. And your current single is actually a Garth Brooks cover of his 1991 hit, What She's Doing Now. So why, not only out of just all the 90s country hits, but specifically Garth Brooks' 90s hits, why did you choose this specific song to cover?
It's interesting because Garth Brooks has always been one of my absolute favorite artists. And I know so many of his songs from top to bottom, although they are not accessible on streaming. So they're not songs that I'm able to listen to on repeat on Spotify or Apple Music. And they're not songs that, you know, are sort of like in the zeitgeist in that way because of its exclusion from streaming. And his songs have just stuck with me for absolutely decades. And when I was kind of getting on the tail end of writing Highways and we were working on that album, I was just sitting around playing covers. And I played that song and I sent a recording of it to Brad. And he was like, "You sound good on that song. Like, we should probably do that." And I was like, "I would love to record this song." You know, that's kind of the aim. And I always loved that song when I was a kid. And I remember being in the back of our gray 80s Suburban, taking these long trips to Colorado for spring break with, you know, listening to our Garth Brooks tapes. And that song always really stuck out to me.
Now, we're going to play that track for our listeners now. So I really want to thank you for your time, for coming on the show today. And I really encourage all our listeners to check out your latest album, Highways. But for now, would you like to introduce your track?
Yes. This is Denisha, and this is my cover of Garth Brooks's What She's Doing.
Years ago, last I heard, she had moved to Boulder. Where she's now, I don't know. There's something about this time of year that spins my
clear my head somehow.
there was Anisha with her current single called What She's Doing Now. You can keep up with all things Anisha by following her over on her socials. You can find her on Instagram at Denisha. Her current album is called Highways, and besides the title track of that album, another standout track from that LP, I think, is a track called Call Me on a Burner. The arrangement in that track is just absolutely beautiful and gives an early 2000s indie Elliot Page film meets Gilmore Girls kind of country vibe. Be sure to tune in again next week, where I'll be joined by UK country artist Jake O'Neill. He's going to be performing alongside the likes of Luke Fleer and Casey Rigby at this year's Buckhorn Boots Festival, so we'll be hearing from him before he performs his set this summer, and we're going to also be talking to him about his current single called Leave This Town. You're listening to Night Shift, and this is Keller Cox with Good Again. Amen.
Sir, no ma'am, look him in the eye when you're shaking hands. Growing up, you're taught to treat somebody like you ought to, but these days feels like we're so caught up, we all lost sight. Who's wrong, who's right? We all pick sides like life ain't hard enough. What happened to the good guys? What happened to the cowboys? What happened to the times get tough, but you still stick around, boys? I know it ain't the same as back then, but sometimes I get tired of watching all the bad guys when I could use a little good again. Amen. Was late, the words you said meant something. The words in red meant more. What happened to the good guys? What happened to the cowboys? What happened to the times get tough, but you still stick around, boys? I know. One time, and I'm in that place where the